Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Hey, who left all this garbage on the steps of Congress?
I'm not garbage. I'm an amendment to be. Yes, an amendment to be. And I'm hoping that they'll ratify me. There's a lot of flag burners who have got too much freedom. I wanna make it legal for policemen to beat them, cause there's limits to our liberties. At least I hope and pray that there are, cause those liberal freaks go too far.
But why can't we just make a law against flag burning?
Because that law would be unconstitutional. But if we change the Constitution,
then we could make all sorts of crazy laws.
Now you're catching on.
What the hell is this?
It's one of those campy 70s throwbacks that appeals to Generation Xers.
We need another Vietnam, then up their ranks a little.
What if people say you're not good enough to be in the Constitution?
Then I'll crush all opposition to me, and I'll make Ted Kennedy pay. If he fights back, I'll say that he's gay.
Amendment, they ratified ya. You're in the U.S. Constitution.
Oh, yeah. Doors open, boys.
So it's true. Some cartoons do encourage violence. Ugh. Ow!
And welcome back to Cheese Please, of course, from The Simpsons.
The Simpsons. Bart and Lisa in there.
And that was their little lampooning of Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah, and the great thing about Schoolhouse Rock, it's a uniquely Gener X staple from the 70s.
No, we've been renamed the Goofball Generation by me.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I coined that today.
Okay, let's try that again then. A uniquely goofball TV staple in the 70s. Schoolhouse Rock was a series of 3-minute Saturday morning lessons on grammar, civics, science, and math that ran from 1973 to 1985 and returned in 1994 with new installments.
And you know what was so impressive about that Simpsons lampooning?
Why?
That was one of the original vocalists, I believe, from
Jack Sheldon.
Yeah, who did Conjunction Junction, the original, which we'll hear later on.
Yes.
And of course, by the mid-80s, Schoolhouse Rock began to get preempted by lame 3-minute spots with flash-in-the-pan musical group Menudo.
Menudo with Ricky Martin!
Oh, that's awful, man.
Live la vida loca!
I'll take the Schoolhouse Rock over that. And yeah. Later on, they were even replaced by some exercise bits with Mary Lou Retton.
Why couldn't it be Richard Simmons?
Well, we don't want to, you know, they would have lost all the viewership on
yeah.
the cartoons there.
But from Conjunction Junction to I'm Just a Bill, which was lampooned, we just heard a minute ago with
right.
The Simpsons, and Lolly, 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 get your adverbs here, these little ditties entered the Gen X, goofball consciousness and stayed there.
Yeah, they entered it so much that they actually got mentioned in the 1984 Gen X flick Reality Bites.
No, that's 1994.
Oh, what did I say?
84.
Oh, man. So, sorry, 1994. Yeah, Gen X was still in diapers in 84. But, yeah, the 1994 Gen X flick, Reality Bites. Not a very great, good film or great at all.
That's weird.
Had Winona Ryder, Janine Garofalo, some nice moments, but yeah.
Ah.
But, hey, they did mention Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah.
And we're going to roll with some original Schoolhouse Rock right now.
Let's start off with the first Schoolhouse Rock ever produced.
Wow. Momentous.
This is 1972. Bob Duro on lead vocals with 3 is a Magic Number. Right here on Cheese, Please.
Three is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity, you get 3 as a magic number. The past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, the heart and the brain and the body give you 3 as a magic number. It takes 3 legs to make a tripod or to make a table stand. It takes 3 wheels to make a vehicle called a tricycle. Every triangle has 3 corners. Every triangle has 3 sides. No more, no less. You don't have to guess. When it's 3, you can see it's a magic number. A man and a woman had a little baby.
Yes, they did. They had three in the family. That's a magic number. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30.
Multiply backwards from 3 times 10.
3 times 10 is 30. 3 times 9 is 27. 3 times 8 is 24. 3 times 7 is 21. 3 times 6 is 18. 3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 4 is 12. And 3 times 3 is 9. 3 times 2 is 6. And 3 times 1 is 3, of course.
Now take the pattern once more. 3.
3, 6, 9.
12.
12, 15, 18.
21.
21, 24, 27. 30.
Now multiply from 10 backwards.
3 times 10 is 30.
Going
3 times 9 is 27. 3 times 8 is 24. 3 times 7 is 21. 3 times 6 is 18. 3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 4 is 12. And 3 times 3 is 9. And 3 times 2 is 6. And 3 times 1.
What is it?
3!
Yeah, that's a magic number.
A man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. They had three in the family. That's a magic number.
Music. Never.
Please, please.
Well, every person you can know, and every place that you can go, and anything you can show, you know they're nouns. A noun's a special kind of word. It's any name you ever heard. I find it quite interesting. A noun's a person, place, or thing. Oh, I took a train to another state. The flora and the fauna that I saw were really great. When I saw some bandits chasing the train, I was wishing I was back home again. I took a train to another state. Every person you can know, like a bandit or an engineer, and every place that you can go, like a state or a home, and anything that you can show, like animals and plants or a train, you know their nouns, you know their nouns. Oh, Mrs. Jones is a lady on Hudson Street. She sent her dog to bark at my brother and me. Gave her dog a big fat bone, and now he barks at Mrs. Jones. She's a lady who lives on Hudson Street. Well, every person you can know, Mrs. Jones, a lady or a brother, and every place that you can go, like a street or a corner, and anything that you can show, like a dog or a bone, you know their nouns, you know their nouns. Oh, I took a ferry to the Statue of Liberty. My best friend was waiting there for me. He took an early ferry. Went for a walk on the island, you know, and in the middle of summer it started to snow. And I took a ferry to the Statue of Liberty. Well, every person you can know, like a friend or the captain of a ship, and every place that you can go, an island or a sea, and anything that you can show, like a statue, a ferry, or snow, you know their nouns, you know their nouns. I put a dime in the drugstore record machine. Old Dick only started playing, if you know what I mean. I heard Chubby Checker, he was doing the twist, and the Beatles and the Monkees, it goes like this. I put a dime in the drugstore record machine. Well, every person you can know, the Beatles and the Monkees, Chubby Checker, every place that you can go, like a neighborhood or a store, and anything that you can show, like a dime or a record machine, you know their nouns. A noun's a special kind of word. It's any name you ever heard. I find it quite interesting. A noun's a person, place, or thing. A noun is a person, place, or thing.
Do it, Snarf, do. Yeah.
Oh, man, I love that. That's my favorite Schoolhouse Rock.
Is now, it really?
Lynn Ahrens. A noun is a person, place, or thing.
And this is the noun, a moondog.
And this is Snarf Dude. We're profiling Schoolhouse Rock in the mold.
Schoolhouse Rock in the cutting room floor.
Yeah, well, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm sorry.
You're horny for the.
Hey, don't say that. That's a bad word on
the
show.
No, it's an adjective.
Oh, geez.
See, I'm learning something here today.
Yeah, but three's a magic number. Don't want to forget that.
Bob Duro,
and gee whiz. We have some more information here that I completely forgot about.
Yeah, kind of looking at the origin of Schoolhouse Rock.
Yes, the origin. It's kind of neat. It all started when David McCall saw that one of his sons had no problem remembering the lyrics to rock songs, but he had trouble with his multiplication table, so he thought kids might learn better if the information was put to music.
So, Tom Yeo and George Newell got to work, joining forces with jazz musician and songwriter Bob Duro, who came up with the first installment, Three is a Magic Number, which you just heard.
And the rest, they say, is history, but probably the most famous Schoolhouse Rock video, feature, whatever you want to call it, was Jack Sheldon's version of Conjunction Junction. Jack sang lead on it. He was, at the time, part of Merv Griffin's band on the Merv Griffin Show back in the 70s.
Yep.
And I saw him on camera. I said, isn't that that guy from Schoolhouse Rock? You know.
And sure enough. It was.
So enough talk. Let's give it a spin. Jack Sheldon on lead for Schoolhouse Rock's Conjunction Junction right here on Cheese, Please.
Junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, junction, how's that function?
I got three favorite cards that get most of my job done.
Conjunction, junction, what's their function?
I got and, but, and, or, they'll get you pretty far. And, that's an additive, like this and that. But, sort of the opposite, not this, but that. And then there's or, O-R, when you have a choice like this or that. And but and or get you pretty far.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up two boxcars and making them run right. Milk and honey, bread and butter, peas and rice.
Hey, that's nice.
Dirty but happy, digging and scratching, losing your shoe and a button or two. He's poor but honest, sad but true. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up two cards to one when you say something like this. Choice, either now or later, or no choice. Neither now nor ever.
Hey, that's clever.
Eat this or that, grow thin or fat. Never mind, I wouldn't do that, I'm fat enough now.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up phrases and clauses that balance like out of the frying pan and into the fire. He cut loose the sandbags, but the balloon wouldn't go any higher. Let's go up to the mountains or down to the seas. You should always say thank you or at least say please.
What's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses in complex sentences like, in the mornings when I'm usually wide awake, I love to take a walk through the gardens and down by the lake, where I often see a duck and a drake. And I wonder as I walk by just what they'd say if they could speak. Although I know that's an absurd thought.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up cars and making them function.
Conjunction, junction, how's that function?
I like tying up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, junction, watch that function.
I'm gonna get you there if you're very careful.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
I'm going to get you there if you're very careful.
Conjunction,
Junction with Jack Sheldon, part of Schoolhouse Rock, and probably the most famous one. Did you know, Moondog, Jack Sheldon was on camera in Star Trek The Next Generation's first season episode, 100011, or whatever it's called.
My God.
He played a holodeck piano player.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That's pretty thrilling to know.
Yeah. Well,
I'll
for all
store
those...
that in my data banks.
Yeah, for all those trekkers out there who don't have a life. No.
Oh no, they're gonna send hate mail when I say that.
Snarf Dude's one of them, so don't worry about it.
Okay. That pretty much wraps up our profile in the cutting room floor for Schoolhouse Rock. Again, thanks to Laverne, the research assistant, who dug up all this info.
And thanks to me, who came up with the new phrase, Goofball Generation.
Goofball Generation. All right.
Conjunction, junction, that, mofos.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
What's coming up next here?
Coming up next in the celebrity slip-up. Okay. I'm gonna...
This hurts. I can't believe we're playing this.
You're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to pretend that you don't know, and I'm going to tease you.
Okay. What is coming up in the celebrity slip-up?
That's better. Well, in the 80s, he talked to a car. In the 90s, he swam on the beach. And somewhere along the way, he thought he could sing.
Wow. Who could that be?
I don't know. He was big in Germany. That's the scary part.
Oh, well, okay.
So we're going to have him coming up as well as Spike Jones. And hey, here's a guy from Canada coming up with a rather interesting song. But right now, we'll be right back.